what is spiritual? Spirituality is not an experience. You cannot experience it. If you experience it, it is something of the mind, something of the body. Because how can you experience yourself, your being, cannot be reduced to be an object. You remain subject. You are subjectivity. Everything else that you can see will not be you. You are the seer. Spirituality is not an experience. It is not an object. You cannot watch and see it. You are it, the watcher, the seer. So when all experiences disappear, when there is nothing to be seen, when there is no object to be observed, but only awareness, vast, unobstructed awareness, not obstructed by any experience, then you have become spiritual. You become spiritual. Spirituality is not an experience. Kundalini's lights, visions all disappear. They are good indications that you are growing, but nothing of the spiritual. And a real master is not interested on the experiences on the way. He is interested only in the goal. The way has to be passed, transcended. He is interested only in you, in your absolute subjectivity, with no object, no experience, nothing. When your awareness burns like a flame in an empty sky, not even a breeze, nothing, no God. In spirituality, there is no God. That's why Buddhists, Jains never think Christianity, Mohammedanism, Jewish tradition, the last word in religion. Because they go on talking about experiences, God, angels, they go on, happiness, bliss, they go on talking about experiences. And spirituality is beyond all, it is the very beyondness. Only you remain aware, fully aware, awakened, and all else has disappeared. In this total emptiness burns the flame of subjectivity, of absolute aloneness, awareness. Remember that. I am not satisfied with your kundalini. I am not satisfied with your lights. I am not satisfied with your Krishna's playing on the flute. All gods that you can see are your creations. Drop them all. Come to the point where nothing remains. Nothing remains. Only then you are left in your total aloneness. And that has a beauty of its own. That is the hidden splendor. That is spiritual. Before that, everything is a game. There are games of the body. Sex is the game of the body. There are games of the mind. Love is the game of the mind. Spirituality is not a game. everything finished, all games dropped, one comes back home, alone, sits in the home, no experience. All experiences are disturbances. When only consciousness remains, only then a man like Bahauddin is satisfied with the disciple. Masters demand too much. They will not leave you with some foolish imagination. They will go on destroying all imaginations. When everything is destroyed, only that remains which cannot be destroyed, the deathless. You, in your fully awakened state. Everything is a dream. There are layers and layers of dreams. Beautiful dreams, ugly dreams, spiritual dreams, non-spiritual dreams. But spirituality is not a dream. Spirituality is the dreamer who has awakened out of all dreams. Then only the hidden splendor is revealed, the secret of all secrets becomes known.